Hello everyone, here I am in Cookfield, this Sussex village. Look at this converted chapel, now a dental practice. Why do they call it the gallery? Was it an art gallery at some point? Pampa Grill, I'm guessing Argentine steak. And here we are. So it's sort of 19th century and older, almost all of it. Rather upper middle class village. And it's quite close to Haywards Heath. So a main railway line to Brighton, to Gatwick Airport, up to London Victoria. So a delightful village, mostly very individual houses. Occasionally things going back to the Middle Ages. And it's in the hills, it's at the foot of the South Downs. And what else is very quiet? The demographic is overwhelmingly white. Not saying that's a good thing, just a neutral observation. Anyway, so a crisp and clear late November Sunday morning. That's why no one is abroad, only me. I'm using abroad in the old sense of out and about, not overseas. And wow, look how old that one is, hey? Okay, that's like a traffic jam here, one car. And then you can see Burgess Hill, Balcombe Gang. No, so Balcombe, always makes you think of the Balcombe Street Gang. Now you see, Cookfield is spelt Cuckfield. Maybe the guys around here were cucks. And then out on towards the spire of the Anglican Church. So you get an idea what it is. A lot of, individual boutiques. Muddy Stiletto is a website for those who want to live stylishly in the countryside. They've even got their dating site, okay? Look, they do interiors, Jimmy's Barbers, and they've got some holly is up there, fake holly, because Yuletide is almost upon us. I don't think it's overly premature. I mean, I would say Advent begins the 1st of December, but I don't like it when Christmas begins in October. As soon as bonfire night is over, they tend to people tend to start advertising in shops for Christmas stuff. I remember the beginning of September seeing Halloween stuff out. Okay, the Queen's Platinum Jubilee 2022. Oh, celebrating that, and a few Christmas trees in this stone design. So obviously, people with a bit of a disposable income, which is why they can treat themselves to a horse-drawn funeral. What more could you want? What kind of a send-off? You know, don't really like to think about my legacy in that way, but build a pyramid, a massive mausoleum, perhaps I'll be a few pennies short of that. And then further down here was a house that an England cricketer lived in. There's a plaque on it, and he was there. He lived from 1901 to 1950, so died relatively young. Of course, people died earlier in the mid-20th century, especially the mostly chain smokers. He died the year that Dr. Richard Doll proved that smoking causes lung cancer. I'm not sure this guy used to fume tobacco himself, but perhaps, yeah. So people had not the faintest idea it was injurious to their health. Like 80% of British men smoked. Some just didn't like it. Some for religious reasons. Okay, so you get the idea. Slightly untidy, charmingly irregular, the place. And the buildings are almost all different. I don't like it, kind of like Soviet style streets and streets, all just dead straight, no individuality to it. A telephone box without a telephone, of course. They remove them because everyone's got mobiles. It's not worth the cost of service in them. Oh, look at this, the solar panels. What do the solar panels do for it? The electricity, I don't know how it's used. Wish them all over the place. And there actually is a little bit of sun today, which is very pleasing. Dog grooming company. Oh, well, put me in there, actually. Woof, woof. Caution, dogs running free. Well, they're man's best friend. They say that in Romanian as well. They've got the same expression. Okay, and this is this little, not quite corner shop. It's run by a family of South Asian extraction. And there's the tea room. There's the church beyond. Okay, so perhaps we've seen enough of Cookfield. Methinks you get the idea. Oh yeah, and this house here, with the little portico, that's some architecturally significant. It's not outstanding, but pleasing. What do you think? Yeah, so I do like the colours. It's like deep England. It's not even that far from London. It's rather tranquil, but I don't think without being dull. And then look, the old vicarage. So the vicar, that's the priest where he would live. And of course, it was very high status until well into the 20th century. But the salaries varied enormously according to the wealth of the parish. All right. So I'll switch it off now. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate a PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. And actually, you can tell from the automobiles, people here are not short of a few reddies.